This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jas. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle. Triple M's
Rush Hour. Yeah, hello and welcome to the Rush Hour, Adelaide's Rush Hour, that is. We're here till 6 to entertain you. We've got some big guests today. Before I welcome them in, I'll welcome Andrew Jarman, who's sitting across the desk from me.
Good afternoon, Bernard. Good afternoon, Molly. To the Mount Gambier family, to our Adelaide family, to the world. We are ready to go on this lovely Tuesday. Good to see you all. What's going on, Bernard?
What about some of the names on our board?
Where do we start, Bernard?
We'll start at the top, Jars. Who we got?
Congratulations. Young Ben Keys from the Crows will join us live. Is it exclusive or is it everyone? Well,
you can say exclusive.
Well, he's going to join us.
He'll be live.
He's a happy chap because he's obviously got a three-year deal and played very well on the weekend for the Crows.
A three-year what?
Deal.
Deal, yeah.
Contract.
Deal.
Then we've got Peter Dacos, the great, after five.
Yes.
Because he got kicked out of the old jungle.
Jungle on the on celebrity. Channel 10.
So I want to know how much weight he's lost, because if he's lost a fair bit, I need to get in there.
Yeah.
You agree, do you?
No.
Anyway, great man, and we'll have a chat to see how he coped. And he was in there for 25 days, old Pete.
25. So,
great man.
He hadn't got a lot of weight to lose, though.
They don't even eat.
Nah, exactly. So Peter Dacos will join us. Right. And who else?
Well, a great friend of ours and a good friend of yours, Jason Dunstall.
Yes.
Hawthorn legend now. He's a legend.
He's going to be
elevated on the old Hall of Fame night. We'll talk to him. But we got to make sure we tell the family we caught up with him on the bump.
Yes, which we do Tuesdays.
Which we did today with Roo and yourself and I. And that's out there now in podcast land, is it, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
He's checked out.
So don't miss that chat.
No. Nope.
He's very good old 30 Jason.
32nd legend of all time. That's big, isn't it?
It is, mate.
Big. But he was a superstar. He's one of the best.
So we're busy, Burn.
Very busy. Voicemail because it's Tuesday, mate. Jars. What else?
Someone's missing.
Again.
Is that where you're going with that, or you want me to say something else on the whiteboard?
No, I wanted to say his seat is now
empty,
facing backwards.
Backwards. Yep.
And I think after tomorrow we might just move it out.
You know what?
I think permanently.
So we don't know where he is. We did speak to him yesterday. Now we're talking about Gregory Whiteteeth Blewett.
Simon Blewett.
Right. Went on a golf tour with some mates.
After a week off. He decided to go this week.
We don't know when he's back.
Mm.
Okay.
We don't know. We haven't heard.
But you know what? We don't need him, Burn.
No.
All we need is the family ringing us, the text line. We've got Molly in the house.
Text line's going off saying.
What are they saying?
I think it's a pretty good duo. Good show, But anyway.
How did we end up with him in the first?
Like something.
You and
our
I were doing it
that.
For a period of time, and then our boss, Matthew O'Reilly, goes, oh, we think we need to add someone else in there, and they give us him.
Well, he was struggling down at the Sacker as their fielding coach, wasn't he? He was going to collect balls from the gunner.
I heard he was going to get kicked out because they were shite.
Yeah, Maddie just felt sorry for him. But anyway.
What about the Tour Bay of the Torrens, Molly?
Triple M and McDonald's are giving away a guaranteed $20,000 in Torp over the Torrens. Register now at triplem.com.au. Then listen to the Rush Hour for your chance to win. Proudly brought to you by Macca's. I'm loving it. Triple M.
Oh, how good's this going to be, Jars? Last year we had someone go in the drink, $20,000 from Macca's, 10 to the furthest female, 10 to the furthest male. How far do you think we're going to get?
Well, a good question, Burn.
It's a very good question, is it? Well, why don't you answer it?
I reckon you've got to get over 60 metres plus.
What was last year's? I can't see.
Well,
that
I think it was under 60. I reckon
55?
If we had a decent producer, we'd have these numbers in front of us.
Yeah, we don't.
So. But obviously he's fallen in love and he's all worried about Port Adelaide. But anyway.
Guaranteed 20,000. It's not if you get a certain distance, you get the 10. It is guaranteed to go off. Wow. So 10 for male, 10 for the female, and also $2,000 of equipment is up for grabs too.
Like
so
it,
the
man.
Club that shows the most support on the night. And tonight, we're calling out Caitlin Rosenwig.
From Gawler East.
I think it's Gawler East, but we've got here Gawler Eza.
Yeah, well, that's our
which
producer.
Which, again, is our producer. So if you're out there, Caitlin, 133353 before the end of the show, which is 6 o'clock tonight, to get your spot.
And if any of your friends listening, ring her, text her.
Caitlin Rosenwig.
Get on the show.
Gawler East.
Yeah, because if it's, what, 1 minute past six, you're out.
Gone.
All right, so let's
Max
go.
Gawn.
Yep, come on, family, get around it. Torp over the Torrens, thanks to McDonald's.
Our next guest has just signed a 3-year contract extension.
He's on the left. I reckon they got another one. They're taking the piss.
And Buster Keys runs inside forward 50. Long ball from 48. He's kicked the goal.
And the goal coming up from
Keys. Keys! Keys!
Stolen from Tex.
Hello.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour, Ben Keys.
Three-year deal worth about $3.5 million, I'm hearing. Welcome to the Rush Hour, Keezy.
No worries, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Was I in the ballpark? It's worth about $3.5 million?
Yeah, you're in the ballpark, yeah.
Congratulations, mate. I thought your game on the weekend was one of your best for a while and probably as a team as well. How do you think your form's going at the moment?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was obviously good to get the monkey off the back and get the first win on the weekend, so... Yeah, I agree. I think everyone played their role, played fantastic, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Hey, do you enjoy the difference or the mix-up of the midfield group? Because there's a lot of chat around Isaac Rankin spent, well, most of the time. I think he had 20 centre bounces on the weekend, only 21 in the four rounds previous. Saligo looks good in there. Mixing it up seems to be working now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, those guys did a lot in there over pre-season, so it's good to see them go in and get the reward. Isaac in particular, he's been great mixing between the two lines.
Benny, just congratulations on the extension there, mate. Now, you played as a midfielder. Now, how hard has it been for you to transition into be a high half forward and reinvent yourself as a small forward now? Because you're starting to really understand that role and play with some confidence, Benny.
Yeah, certainly has its challenges, no doubt. Obviously, being in the midfield, you're around the ball a lot, in a lot more contests, so it's kind of easy to get your hands on it and get in the flow of the game. But I've loved the challenge, to be honest. We're really well coached down there. It's been a good learning curve. And, yeah, I did a lot of it last year as well, so I feel like I finally, got the hang of it now. And, I have done it previously as well, early in my career at Brisbane, so I wasn't too unfamiliar. But, I've loved the challenge. It's been good.
Let's go back to Brisbane. Let's go back to when you delisted from Brisbane, probably thought, geez, what next for me? Picked up by Adelaide, and you are where you are now. Leadership group, a strong leader in that forward line, playing some great footy. Do you look back at that moment when you delisted and go, well, I don't know how you take it, but do you go, well, you're missing out here, Brisbane?
Yeah. You always have that deep self-belief and you think they're making a mistake. But, yeah, to be honest, it was probably fair enough. I was nowhere near bringing my best. And, I was probably really raw still at that point. Adelaide gave me the chance sort of when no one else would. So I'm really, really grateful for that and just trying to pay them back wherever possible.
Just on the weekend again, it was the game you had to win. Obviously, 4-0. You're probably not going to play finals if you're 0-5. The last three goals, 6 minutes to go, 16 points down, just the belief of the group and where you've come from over the previous 4 weeks to kick the last three goals, just the belief and the setups when you did hit the front. I saw a lot of leadership out there pointing and directing. You must have plays and you had a lot of numbers around the footy. Must be very pleasing to review that and get it right.
Yeah, we practiced those scenarios all over pre-season. That was a big thing we identified from last year that we really needed to tidy that area up. So, yeah, to have those scenarios and to see the boys execute it, especially some of the younger, more inexperienced players being really vocal and executing that, under the heat of, 50,000, Carlton supporters. So it was really, really impressive. But obviously, yeah, as you said, we've still got a mountain to climb. It's still early in the season and we probably haven't bought our best for most of the season yet, but still plenty of time to make up for it.
Ben, Norton Four as a football club, under a lot of pressure around the state, let alone your supporter base. How has your senior coach held up? Because obviously he feels it more than any. And the messaging from the senior coach, how's that been?
Yeah, it's been really good. Yeah, he's held up fine and probably stayed, as a group, we stayed really optimistic. There's no use sort of panicking and trying to change things. We've had a whole pre-season to work on the things we wanted to work on and build as a team. And then obviously over the last few years as well. So yeah, no need to deviate from what we've been doing. So the messaging was really clear, really consistent. And hopefully you saw a little bit of that shine through on the weekend.
Hey, we do a little bit of homework in here when we have guests on.
And Benny.
Normally only get a sort of question or bit of information, but plenty of
You've
information
had a phone call, though,
coming,
haven't you?
Coming my way. I've had a few phone calls.
You've had a phone call about Ben Keys.
Yeah, a few phone calls, right. Actually. So I just need to clear things up. First question, are you part of a group of boys that go into a certain salon and
Get
a haircut, Alex Carey style, and just walk out?
Oh!
don't pay?
No, I can't confirm or deny. Oh. I can certainly give a pump up to my barber.
His name's
Hamid at Benny's Barbershop. He's been fantastic.
Yeah, he's been fantastic because you don't get your wallet out.
Because you roll with a few styles, don't you, Benny?
Actually, that's another question.
What?
Do you prefer your ring more or your hair?
Oh, that is a tough one. Oh. That's actually one I wouldn't be able to answer. Sorry, boys.
You're in love with them both.
Who was your phone call from, Boone?
Can't say just yet, but I'm not finished yet. Anything significant happened over the past, I don't know, I'll give you the last month could, you know, potentially affect the way you're playing?
No, he hasn't, has he?
Last month? No, I mean, I signed a new contract the other day. That's what you're talking about.
No, we know that. Just maybe a significant other.
A friend.
Moved from Queensland.
Boys, they call it personal life for a reason, and that's how it's going to stay.
So all these have been correct so far. And is your nickname around the club the walking jukebox? Because you know the words to every bloody song there is, especially Blink 182. Give us a line.
Now I know exactly where the phone call came from. I was expecting that anyway. Thanks, Texan.
Go on, give us a bit of Blink 182.
Save that for a rainy day or a night, maybe.
Good on you. Good fun. Congratulations on the 3-year deal and good luck against Essendon Friday night in front of a big crowd and a big TV audience.
Thank you very much, fellas. Great to chat. Have a good one.
Well, the small things.
That phone call was interesting, wasn't it?
That was a very interesting few
phone calls. And do we know who he is? He's a good friend of ours, is he?
He's got one ear a bit bigger than the other. It's a Rush Hour. VM.
That is?
Voicemail.
You have 12 new messages.
Hello, this is Peter from Hobart Qantas ground crew. Just letting you know there's going to be a 3-hour delay on Greg Blewett's return to Adelaide, maybe even longer. One of the cabin crew made the fatal mistake of saying he looks familiar and dumb.
Anyway, it happened. I was in great form and
Mate, you shut the f*** up.
G'day, it's Guy Sebastian here. I'm the number one ticket holder at the Crows. Love the Crows, love Adelaide, love South Australians. Now going home to Sydney.
Hello, Triple M. This is Toby from the Adelaide 36ers. Look, didn't see many of you during the season, but it was great seeing every single Triple M employee at our free end of year dinner. It was lovely to meet your music director. I don't know what he is. G'day, it's Toby from the MRP. I know you wanted us to comment on not sanctioning Zach Butters after that hit on Bailey Banfield. A lot of people calling it favouritism because he's a Brownlow favourite. Look, I'll point this out here, okay? Let's have a look at this impact in slow motion.
Unintentional light contact at best. Tomato, your boss. I don't know where the bloody hell you lot are. Bernie's the only one here who I have to go over this porn information. Needed to let you all know that you can either stick around now or you can take a week off if you... Wow. Jars, it's Cameron from Triple M Publicity, mate. I just need to get something straight. Is it Jars, Jarman, Jarzy, CIC, Juice, Papa Bear, Lightning Rod... What did Bernie put in? Skin coloured Shrek. Just which one? Pick one. Oh, boys, it's KG. Yeah, oh, look at this for a bit of technology. I've got a hands free kit for my Toyota Crown. Now I can drive and call at the same time. I heard Norwood could be the 20th AFL team. Hang on a minute. I've just got it turned right into Marion. Hang on, there's a car coming.
What
is
he
giving
away to?
I think I'll go straight into... Oh, g'day, boys. Biggles here. See that bloke at that PGA tournament? Tiger Woods hit him in the face with one of his balls.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Tell you what, Tyson Edwards knows all about that. I came down on his forehead at training. Teabag Tyson. The nickname never took off, though. It would have been out with a concussion rule.
Stop it.
Oh, g'day, Bluey. This is Troy from the Adelaide Phone Repairers. We found the issue why your phone was running so slow. We've got it sorted for you. So come down, pick her up. She's good to go. We did have to delete the 4,987 selfies that were on there, though.
Ben, Mika from the Stansbury Pub.
Here he is, yep.
Don't mind the noise in the background. The old man's just teaching me 10-year-old how to reverse the trailer. I wasn't sure if your missus is keen on Harvey hanging out with him. I just got that vibe when you were here last. And I got Jake. Left that f***ing thing there. F***ing of a thing. The f*** off, you f***ing wanker.
Well, hello. It's JB. Just want to thank you for all your hospitality while I was there for the gather round. Got up early, went to the gym. Didn't see you there, Jarman.
Yes.
I did hear you were upset the last time you went. You got on the treadmill.
Yes.
Went up to the manager and asked why someone had put a water bottle in your Pringles chip holder.
Oh, no.
You fat.
There are no more messages.
Okay. You got some mail?
It's a very explosive mail, is it?
Wow, that's good. Melbourne.
That was explosive too.
Oh, yeah.
On Triple M, it's the Rush Hour's mailbag.
Now, I don't know if this is mail. I don't know how we've got an opener for it because
mail.
I saw this report early in the day regarding LIV Golf and the PGA Tour and one of the harshest critics of LIV Golf.
Harshest?
Critics,
yeah.
Of LIV Golf was Rory McIlroy.
He was.
He don't has been him. Smashing the LIV Golf campaign since day dot.
Saying people are going for the money.
Yeah, slapping them around.
Disrespecting PGA.
But as you know, in the last 3 to 4 months, his messaging has changed when
slightly.
Asked the question.
Yes, it
about
has.
LIV Golf.
I've noticed that.
Haven't you, Byrne?
Yes.
Well, now, this is not mail. I've just seen this report early in the day. I don't want to be credited for mailbag. Right? I don't know why you played that, Molly.
Well, it's mail, Jars. You said. Hang on, let me just have a look in our...
We've got a group chat.
You quieten down. This is our Rush Hour group.
Who's
with all
on
us
there?
In there. Well... Greg, I don't even know why Greg Blott's in there. He should be out there. Belinda, who does all our audio.
She's lovely.
Tom, our producer.
Who calls himself on Big Basso.
He should probably just go with Bluey somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Emily's in there. Emily Alexander.
Who's it? Emily.
Promotions. She does all
that. She's the one that sooked up about the Best and Fairest Award for netball.
Yeah, she came 8th in the Best and Fairest. And
stormed out.
There's only 7 people in the team.
And no one now, she can't get a
Matthew
club.
Matthew O'Reilly.
Well, he's our boss.
And I'm not sure why he's in there.
I don't know why he's in there. Who else is in there?
Well, Molly's in there. There's probably another questionable one.
We don't know why Molly's in there.
That's it.
She's just sending us audio of her neighbours being naughty most nights.
Yes. Really enjoying themselves.
So this is the report.
So you tell me.
This is the report I've heard.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. Yeah. I didn't get to why I was reading out that group.
Yeah, what were you reading
this
out?
This is what you put in there. I've got mail today. Big news.
No, hang on.
I'm reading what you wrote. I've got mail today. Big news. Hearing on the grapevine, Rory McIlroy will join LIV Golf for $1.3 billion. And that's right. You've written $1.3 billion. And that was at 1:35 today. At 1:35,
This could be one of the most stunning backflips in sporting history if he signs with Greg Norman.
And that's right. That's my favourite bit of that. And that's right.
It's a bombshell move, Bert. He's been leaked.
Do you know Greg Norman or something?
$50 million.
Do you know Greg Norman? How do you get this? How do you get that? How do you know that mail? Because I didn't see that.
Shark and I go back a long way in the '80s.
Do you meet up in the Shark Shack? I think that's a tent at the marquee.
Why do you think Greg Norman was there at the Masters when he just lobbed up?
Do you reckon he was following old rules around?
No. What does that sound like?
Oh, that sounds like a brown paper bag.
And a contract.
$1.3 billion. Yeah. How are you going to carry that in a brown paper bag?
That's what's been reported. That's all I'll say.
And
what do you
think? Spoke to Greg Norman about
this? No, I got an email from Greg Norman.
An email.
To don't mention it.
He said...
Oh, what do you think? Do you think he's going to come on board?
You have to.
1.3 billion.
Well, come on.
He'll
I'm
never
signing
that.
I'd do anything for that.
So you think it's starting to turn, Byrne. They're all going to start to get on board.
He's realised it's turned. I thought the LIV Golf wouldn't sign Rory McIlroy purely out of how he's been bagging it and where he's been bagging where the money comes from and people are leaving for money and not, you know, winning PGA tournaments. And he's been filthy. So, but money does talk. And I think there's been a big shift because LIV Golf has been fun. It's been fun, telecast all around the world. Yeah. Adelaide's put it on the map. Yeah, I actually think Adelaide put it on the map.
Yeah.
And I look around at some of the other LIV tournaments overseas. I think Singapore was the next tournament after Adelaide. Yeah. No one there. So the players love it. They can't wait to get over. John Rahm, when he signed, couldn't wait to get to Adelaide to see that hole. Hopefully there's some hole-in-ones. Oh. They need to make that hole easy.
Yeah.
Put the cup on the flat bit of that.
That's it, Byrne.
Well, the 12th hole, isn't it? They call it, but it's actually not. Don't think it's the 12th normally. But that's good mail,
Charles. So there you go, Byrne.
That's really good mail.
Oh, well,
I think you're back.
Watch this space.
I think you're back in the mail space.
$1.3 billion, family. Yeah.
I think you could possibly be back in the mail space.
No, but I've retired because I'm no good at it.
Well, how good was that?
Yeah, but I've read that off a report.
Yeah, unfortunately for your sake, this was dropped last week, 9th of April.
Well, it's the news that everyone has been talking about. Golf superstar Rory McIlroy has been linked with a bombshell $1.32 billion deal to join LIV Golf, according to a number of reports.
That is the setup!
One of the most stunning defections to the rival tour to date.
This is the setup!
That is the 9th of April!
No!
That's Ann Stone. That's our news.
Actually, that's exactly 7 days ago.
Did you just stitch me up? I see management.
And that's why you've retired from mail. welcome back to the 5 o'clock hour. Here with you till six. Some big guests coming up in this hour, though, Jars.
Who are they?
Well, I was going to ask you.
Okay, Peter Dacos is waiting on the phone in South Africa.
Yes.
Because he's been evicted or out of the old get me out of here jungle.
Celebrity get me out of here. Yeah.
So we asked the great man. Close. 25 days he lasted.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And do you reckon in those 25 days, did Collingwood win some games of footy?
I'm trying to work out.
Do we ask him that?
I reckon when he was in there, they won.
Oh, no.
But they were zipping three before
he
left.
Because when he was watching them, they lost, what, three in a row?
Yeah, well, they lost their first three.
I don't think he's going back to the footy, is he? We'll ask him anyway.
Well, his boys might want him to stay. We might speak to him.
Anyway, great, man.
Jason Dunstall will join us,
too. You mentioned that,
So the talk, we called out for the talk winner at the top of the show.
Right.
And unfortunately, we couldn't get her on earlier.
Yeah, okay.
Caitlin. From Gawler East.
Yeah.
And she has broken the world record, Jazz. She called in in 34 seconds since her name was called.
See, that's
34.
Good.
So that's the benchmark. That's what we expect. And she's on the line now. G'day. Congratulations, Caitlin.
Hey, thank you.
Yes. Well done. So where do we play?
Pardon?
Where do we play out at Centrals, is it?
Yeah, Central Districts.
Oh, nice. You enjoying it? What position do you play?
I'm a key forward out there.
That's
key
it.
Key forward. Many goals?
More goals than I've played games, actually.
Oh, all right, Caitlin.
That's a good result,
now, you're a previous winner of the Torpe over the Torrens in 2020.
Winner?
Yeah, 2022, aren't you?
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who's your local club out there?
Williston.
There you go. The Donnybrook.
The ones.
Yeah, the Donnybrook.
That's it, Caitlin.
Charles got ran out of that town as well.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah, that's another one.
There's a few, Byrne.
Yeah, were you?
Well, Caitlin, bring your team down and we look forward to seeing you on the Torp over the Torrens.
What date, Charles?
We're going to see Caitlin soon. Where is the date? Where's the bloody date?
Showdown night.
Where's the date?
Showdown, May 1st.
Maybe put the date in.
May 1st.
May the 1st. All right. All right, Caitlin, well done. You're in.
Thank you very much.
See ya.
Well done, Caitlin.
That's all you have to do.
Just call in. 34 seconds is pretty good effort, though, Jazz.
All right.
I must admit.
How do you nominate, Byrne? How do you get in?
Well, you got to text in or call in. What do we do?
That's the golf one, Byrne.
We've got no information here in front of us.
How do you...
It doesn't actually say here.
Get on the Triple M.
Register at triplem.com.au.
Yeah, but maybe that should be
written. You think that should be in the list, but it's not.
It's not here at all.
So you check, Tommy.
Yeah, so Tommy, our producer's in here now.
So who you are?
Apologise,
Tommy. It's not here.
this is Big Basso.
Yeah.
Go to a song.
You didn't put any information in.
You just
in
stuffed it up.
You're an idiot.
You, come on.
You, come on.
I was going to swear.
The mic is over there, Jars, if you want to say
Tommy,
something.
Tommy, say something. Apologise to
how
the family.
How do they register? Go and tell them. Family.
We just played it in the opener, triplem.com.au. Okay?
And what?
Go to a song, please.
We didn't play the opener.
We didn't play the opener.
Just
talk
to the
mic. Go out and eat some Doritos, mate. Yeah,
this You're is destroying big
it. An exciting day.
Yeah.
Two
how?
Absolute legends of our game, and I'm talking AFL football.
Yes,
Jason
good.
Dunstall
yeah.
a little bit later, but at the moment... Oh. The great Peter Dacos, fresh out of the jungle, all the way from South Africa. Welcome to the Rush Hour, mate.
G'day, great man.
Oh, boys. thank you, Jars, Sam, Bernie. Thank you for having me. I feel honoured. Talk about it. I've been in a hellhole for a week, and then I get you guys. So I go from one fire into the next.
Oh, no.
No, it's good. How are you guys?
Have you had a shower? I can smell you from here.
Oh, they keep giving it to me. I've had cold showers for 4 weeks, and then I get to my hotel and all the hot water's off. There's no hot running hot water. Oh, boy, and I thought I was just being set up again, so they couldn't cook me a meal, but, oh, boy, have I been through the ringer?
Dakes, 25 days in the jungle. You got kicked out because your Collingwood fans let you down. What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about yourself, and how much weight did you lose?
I'll start with the latter. I lost 10 kilos, which I couldn't afford to lose. So, you know, I'm 60-odd and I look 80-odd. So it doesn't do me any good. No. And then what do you learn? I think it's the little things in life that you can do without. I mean, not so much do without, but, you know, everything's at a minimum.
Yeah.
You know, your food, things, simple things like the time. We just knew it as it's night time, it's daytime. And so there was no chance to really set yourself a little bit. The isolation, the boredom is... People talk about being bored at home, but you have a TV, you can go to the fridge. This, you were left to your own devices. And I think what it taught me is... the importance of the interaction with people. I think that's what got me through in the end. And if, you know, the people and the caliber of people I was in there with, if they weren't around, I mean, I would have been out of there. Boy, I would have been singing, get me out of here, you know, 3 days into it, you know. Yeah. So it was really the people.
The thing I love about I'm a Celebrity is the challenges and the food that you have to eat. So the worst challenge... and the worst thing you had to eat to get food or proper food, and are you scared of anything?
Well, look, the first part was, you know, the intro into the jungle was when they introduced us in, and there was a platform sitting there, and I thought, firstly, I thought it was a dance floor. Secondly, you know, and I found out pretty quickly it wasn't. And then they said, oh, no, there's a trap door. You have to go out there. And I said, you're joking, aren't you? And the guy didn't laugh, and I went, no, he's not joking. And then from there, you know, the fear of heights. So we all, you know, depending on how high you are, we're all a bit frightened and have fear of heights. So we were 2 kilometres off the ground.
Jeez.
So going out on the platform, you know, I knew what I had to do. And don't worry, I was jittering and I was all over the shop. And but having said that, you know, I wasn't backing out because I basically had to do what I had to do so that people back in camp, along with ourselves, had to eat that night. So they spelt that out really quickly. And so I did that. Then I ate a bit of anus. I'm not still sure where that came from.
What animal?
The
hippo.
Seriously, Jars. you can imagine the size of it. It was a hippo. Jesus. But Jesus, getting through that and I think the one thing that doesn't come through is the smell of these things. And I had flies that were landing on it and sitting on it for a split nanosecond. That's how bad it was. Even the flies didn't want to go near it. So, and we needed to... we had to put it in our mouth. So everything you see, I think people seem to think, you know, oh, at the end of taping, they must get pizzas delivered. No, you get nothing. You went, you get stars, you eat. You don't get stars. I lived on for pretty much from the first day through on just a handful of rice. And I'm talking just in your palm, just a little handful of rice and beans. And we couldn't add anything to it. And if we didn't get our stars, because when we had the teams set up, Team Julia and Team Robert, I mean, we went 5 nights without winning a challenge went to bed without. So, look, but I will say that, you know, people are asking me, and I've done a couple of interviews, you know, what was it like? Well, I use the word unique because you can't describe what we went through, and I've detoxed, I've you know, and I wanted people, and hopefully it came through that, as you boys would know, we're all the same. You know, we cry, we laugh, we have a good time, we get a bit down, and geez, I tell you what, you do find yourself. There's no getting away from the fact that happens.
Chatting with Pies legend Peter Dacos, who's been kicked out of the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. After 25 days, he's dropped 10 Ks burn.
Yep.
Your family weren't happy with you, Pete, when you went into the jungle. What happened there? I got some intel on
and
this.
And the Pies have been losing?
Yeah. Geez, you've done your homework, Jars. All of 1 minute. Oh, I'm sure you put a bit of effort into it. But no. But I know that you're spot on. I mean, look, the two parts, to be honest. I look, over the last 2 years, I have been a bit crook, and we all at some time, and you know, we'll have to address our health. And I had things I had to address, and I sorted, and look, in particular, the boys are saying, Dad, you don't need to do this. I think two parts of that are, you know, can you get through? You don't want to lose too much weight. Yeah. And then the other part was, oh, you're gonna put your foot in it. You're gonna and I really set myself for my day. I pretty much I had my cold showers, which you know, livened me up, and I was ready. And then I did like 5 minutes of a bit of meditation, or just I just wanted to get my day going. And I think one of the things that you needed to do in the place was just set yourself a bit of a routine, which good. I did, you know. So,
well done.
And look, I come away, I've got no doubt. It's hard to answer after a day in, you know. I want real time to have a good think about, you know, everything I did and the whole experience. And, you know, I'll be in a better position to, I reckon, chat about exactly what I got out of it in a month. I'll make tweaks in my life.
Yep.
But one thing I did learn, Jars Burn, is when I was in Melbourne, Collingwood lost 3 games, and while I was away, they won 2. So if you, Collingwood might be trying to keep me away. So I might be in a bad omen at the moment, a bad smell.
Actually, I spoke to Nick the other day. He said, can we find somewhere else room to go, some other TV show? Keep him away from the MCG this weekend. Port Adelaide.
Nick wants you on another island.
Thanks very much for joining us. I know your time is limited over there in South Africa, so have a safe flight back, and see you at the G Saturday.
Good on you, boys, the champions. Thank you.
Peter Dacos, fresh out of the jungle. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. How are we going there, Jazz?
I reckon we'd be okay. Yeah. I need to go in there because if Pete's dropped 10, I could drop a 15 easy
in the first 2 days. There's no vending machines in there, Jazz.
He's a Hawthorn superstar. He's the third highest goal kicker of all time. Three-time Coleman medalist. Four-times best and fairest and a four-time premiership winner.
Dunstall on the right foot, the champion full forward. Hooks a trophy's fifth. What a goal!
Soon to be elevated to legend status. Please welcome to the bump,
Jason Dunstall.
The Chief, Jason Dunstall.
Welcome to the podcast, you superstar. Congratulations, mate. Absolutely very proud of you, and what a career you've had. You're a legend. What does a legend do?
Very little. Thank you very much. It's great to be here. And one thing I do know is that Jars did not do that intro because it was far too complimentary. you've caught me just out having a walk around Albert Park Lake, gents.
All I can say is you're lucky you got Darren Jarman at Hawthorn and not Andrew, mate.
100%. 100%.
Now, I saw your interview yesterday, Jason. You said very unusual in your world where you've grown up with sledging and potting each other. But yesterday you had so many people just giving you lovely messages. How did you handle it?
It was a very difficult day, Roo, because we're just not used to that. We're all from the same era. Bernie's a bit younger, but he's still been sledging up. Just look at his head. So we all know what it's like to have your friends sort of keep your feet firmly planted on the ground. Mm. But yesterday it was just nicety after nicety, and it gets a bit uncomfortable after a while.
Yeah, well, we'll wear that off pretty quickly and get back to normal Triple M behaviour soon.
True. You start thinking you're a good bloke after a while. You've got to pull yourself back in.
Who was your hardest opponent?
Oh, Sauce by a mile.
Stephen Silvani.
Why is he so hard? Bungo.
He's fullback of the century for a reason, you imbeciles.
I didn't ask the question, Jason.
I kicked five on him one day. Couldn't have been that hard.
Oh, what was he, 37 by then?
40, I think.
And first time I played full forward.
He is a bloody good player.
He is.
With strong, tall, gangly arms. He could hold like no other without giving free kicks away and then wins like blue bloody murder when the umpire ever pinged him or if he got away with one on him.
So Stephen Silvani.
Beautiful looking man too,
Chase.
And he sent me a beautiful message. Yeah. A beautiful message yesterday,
Chase. We're talking to Jason Dunstall. He's been elevated to the legend status of the AFL comp. What does that mean? What does this mean for you and your family?
Look, it's an incredible privilege that you don't expect, Charles, because there's only, I think I'm number 32 now in the history of the game. So that's pretty elite company. That's why it doesn't sit quite as comfortable as you might imagine, because you're a little bit. You feel a little bit out of your depth. But look, the family were thrilled, my brothers and nephews in particular, absolutely love football, and they were thrilled with the news, and they'll be coming down to help me celebrate, so it'll be great.
Hey, you don't show too much emotion, Chief. Are you going to get emotional when you're inducted, or you have to do your speech, or have you felt emotional?
No, I wouldn't think so, Bern. I mean, I've been around long enough. I think, look, I'll feel emotional, but if you expect me to burst out into tears, it's
Gazy
probably
style.
Probably not going to happen, no.
Hey, Chief, you played with and against a lot of big personalities. Who are the biggest couple you played with and against? So, you know, Derm springs to mind, Gary Ayres, a different cat.
Is Lee Matthews still playing
Dipper.
When you were there?
Dipper.
I had 1 year with Barney, so his last year was my first year.
Yep.
Didn't talk much to me, Barney, you know.
Just like you,
the kids. He probably didn't know who I was. But, you know, Dipper and Dermot, two of the biggest personalities that have ever played the game. So very hard to go past. So they were classical showmen. But they could back it up. They could back it up with the way they played. Against us, Alan Jakovich. Now, there's a man that could put on a show.
Alan Jakovich.
Underrated.
What a gun, small forward.
When he was hot, he was on and could celebrate like no other.
That's good. Blast from the past.
Bung.
Yeah. Oh, and there's also a bald bloke from Adelaide. What's his name?
Smarty.
Nigel Smart.
Nigel Smart.
Surely. Can't be this bloke. No.
No, Andrew Jarman.
Oh. Hey.
I did stuff all in 6 years.
You were
years
kissing
of AFL.
To the crowd.
Yeah, but that was just being an idiot.
And
nothing's changed.
Well, Bung, congratulations on getting elevated AFL Hall of Fame legend status. We look forward to the Hall of Fame night in June when you get inducted, and hopefully have a great night. And yeah, I love working with you on Fox. I reckon you are the best special comments person in the game. I've always thought that. And thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. And, Roo, you'll be able to tell Jars and Bernie what the Hall of Fame night's like after we get
Don't bring that up. Jars is dirty as on that.
He's still waiting.
He's filthy on it.
I even know all his stats. He keeps telling me he's not in there. 330 games, 2 McGarry medals.
See you, great. Five
he's
Foss
in the
Sandful
Hall of Fame, Jase.
See you, mate.
Legend, Jason Dunstall.
Elmac Cleaning Services, industry leaders for all industrial and commercial cleaning requirements. Call 1-800-4-ELMAC. Here comes Bernie's facts. Interesting.
Here comes
Bernie's facts.
This is unbelievable. It's incredible.
It's time now for Bernie Vince's final facts.
been a good show.
It's been a good show.
A good 2 hours on a Tuesday.
The last hour we had some big names.
Big names.
Peter Dacos, Jason Dunstall, yeah. Ben Keyes at the top
hour.
Of the show.
Congratulations. Very funny.
Your mail jars, which was just slightly aged.
Hang on. And that's Stone, okay. The wonderful newsreader, yes. Stitched me up.
Yeah, well, not really.
That's not just like Arnie Ann.
Read the news. Voicemail, good again. Hey, 16th right. of April, as I said.
Yeah, you did say that.
This man played his final NBA game. Yeah. Maybe the best ever player.
Yeah. Michael, get a call to the
Michael
fresh
Jordan.
Mm-hmm. That's not the question.
MJ. Oh,
Harry did it! Yeah. Michael shakes the finger.
Jordan.
Oh, a spectacular move by Michael Jordan.
Calm you down. They'll work their plays. Steal. He kept it in bounds. Here it is again.
Right. They were all games, winning shots in games too. So he was a big game player and loved taking that final shot. Yeah. He retired or had his final game.
Yeah.
How old was he when he played his last game, Jars? And if you get within one, I'll count it as a win. If not, it goes to Bluey.
35.
Ooh. He was 40. 40 get years of out. Age in his last game. 2003 was his last year.
Wow. So that's one degree.
No, that's actually one degree. That's not a good start. It's only three today. Yeah. I picked the number one songs in years that are, well, they're good for you, and you'll understand in a minute why. The number one song in Australia in 1987, which was significant for you, why?
Won the premiership for the North Adelaide Footy Club.
And the... McGarry, I'll say it for you.
Yeah.
What? No, who was this by, this song?
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah. What's Locomotion. It called? Locomotion, Jars. He's on. There he is.
Back, baby.
One all. So that was the number one song in 1987 on the 16th of April.
Little budgie.
Yeah. Good get, Jars. I didn't think you'd get both that. Because you had to get the name of the song artist. Okay. So now we jump to 16th of April, 1997. Now, this one's going to be a little bit tougher. The number one song in 1997 was Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Yes, correct.
So after, who were they after? This isn't part of the quiz, but do you know? He sang it after two people.
Yeah, he sang it after Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, and?
And the late Princess Di.
Yes.
Who I loved.
That's not part of the quiz, by the way, but we're giving you dings.
There's two answers.
No, I was just warming you up,
I've got to go.
So this is a very famous part of the song.
Yeah.
You got to listen to the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics and finish it for me.
Okay.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind. Never know.
Here we go. Don't cheat. Don't cheat.
And...
Come on.
Candle in the wind.
No. No. Have another go.
No one who to blame when the wind blows.
Nothing. No,
what
to
is
do
it?
With
what is
the
it?
Wind.
Come on. Sing it.
And I would have liked to know you when I was just a kid.
Burns like.
But the candle burned out long before.
The devil never wins.
The legend never did. You idiot. Bluey wins. You're out. Sorry, Jar.
See you tomorrow.
What? There's no devil in it.
Sing along.
Here it is.
Butchers.
Just a kid.
Everyone, arms up.
The burned out long before.
Get the devil ready. Here it is. See you tomorrow. I wonder if Bluey's going to be back.
Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Thanks to the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle.